אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. There are now 7,851 confirmed coronavirus cases in Israel, up by 423 from before Shabbat. 126 people are in a serious condition, 108 of whom are on ventilators. A total of 458 people have recovered from the virus, while 44 have died, four yesterday. Two women died of the virus yesterday morning, an 88-year-old woman and a 67-year-old woman. A man, aged 76, died close to noon. Another elderly woman died in the early afternoon, the fifth victim to come from the Mishan Assisted Living Facility in Beersheba. There are serious allegations against the management of the facility and claims that not enough was done to isolate the first patients found there, nor to test others for the virus. There are also criticisms of the way that Health Minister Yaakov Litzman has handled the crisis nationally. Yesterday, the minister, who has himself contracted the virus, was criticised from within his own health ministry. For 2 weeks, Defence Minister Naftali Bennett has been saying that his ministry should be in charge of the response to the coronavirus outbreak, saying that the response goes well beyond considerations under control of the health department. Israelis are now required to wear masks if they leave their homes. The Defence Ministry said on Tuesday that Israel has converted a missile production facility to mass-produce ventilators and offset a shortage of the life-saving machines. The Israeli initiative is a collaboration between the Defence Ministry, state-owned Israel Aerospace Industries, and medical device maker Innovitech. Police threw up metal barricades and roadblocks on Friday to enforce a lockdown of Bnei Barak amid soaring coronavirus cases in the predominantly ultra-Orthodox city. Emergency regulations approved by the cabinet late on Thursday declared Bnei Barak a restricted zone due to its high rate of infections. The lockdown has been approved for 7 days with the possibility of extensions of 5 days each time. Police units wearing surgical masks and gloves moved swiftly early on Friday to cordon off major intersections around the town and enforce the new rules. Bnei Barak has been in the public eye since the beginning of the coronavirus, with the media showing multiple cases of the ultra-Orthodox community breaking the regulations, particularly with regards to prayer gatherings. Some of the most prominent rabbis had sanctioned or even encouraged communal prayers as late as Thursday. However, even without thwarting the regulations, the city's overcrowding and poverty is likely to lead to a rapid spread of any virus. Often families with many children live in two rooms, and schools and synagogues, now closed, provide the only chance for personal space. Few homes have open verandas and even fewer have gardens. 4,500 elderly people aged 80 and over from Bnei Barak have been evacuated to Kibbutz Lavi, operated by the IDF Home Command Front. On Friday and Shabbat, there were some skirmishes between residents and city officials closing off the streets. The army began activity in the city before Shabbat and will continue today. Their main role is distribution of food, particularly Pesach supplies, to those in need. Officials from the health department said yesterday that they believe the lockdown should be extended to other cities as well. They named the northern city of Migdal HaEmek as a virus hotspot that should be declared a restricted zone and said additional restrictions on movement should be enacted in all places that have recorded a significant number of COVID-19 cases. There are plans to cordon off Mea Shearim, two other ultra-Orthodox neighbourhoods and two Arab neighbourhoods in Jerusalem, those with the highest rates of infection. Last night in Mea Shearim, a Magen David Adom volunteer in a city vehicle patrolling for those breaking the coronavirus regulations was injured by broken glass as the vehicle was attacked by stone throwers. Police announced last night that they'd broken up an illegal prayer service in the ultra-Orthodox settlement of Modi'in Elite, fining 20 worshippers. A small number of Jaffa residents rioted on Wednesday, burning tyres and dumpsters, in a protest of a series of arrests carried out by police earlier after residents broke coronavirus directives. On Monday, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon announced a three-month emergency plan worth 80 billion shekel to stabilize the economy as unemployment numbers reached record levels. Kahlon said he expected a gradual reopening of the economy, now operating at 25%, following the Pesach holidays. On Wednesday, the Prime Minister added a direct grant to families of 500 shekels per child, up to four children a family, to be paid directly into bank accounts. The Finance Ministry and banks are scurrying to get the money to families in time for Pesach. There is no news of progress towards formation of a national unity government, although negotiations continue by phone and Zoom, after Prime Minister Netanyahu entered a self-imposed period of isolation when one of his advisers was diagnosed with the coronavirus. By Wednesday, 2 days after their widowed mother died from complications due to coronavirus, Israel's citizens had donated more than 1.8 million shekel to newly orphaned four-year-old twins from Lod. Tamar Levi-Peretz, 49, lost her life late on Monday night, 3 years after her husband Shimon passed away. Shimon and Tamar had struggled to conceive, and he died a few months after their children were born. For the last 3 weeks, the twins have lived with their aunt and uncle. The aunt told media how they broke the news about their mother. "We told them she's in heaven now and that she will watch over them from above. They knew what we meant immediately because they recognized it from when we talked about their father. We're a close-knit family," she said. "We're eight siblings with lots of cousins, all of whom grew up with Tamar. We're united in giving back to the children, and they will want for nothing." Twice a year before Rosh Hashanah and before Pesach, cleaning teams use long sticks to gouge out tens of thousands of written prayers that visitors traditionally cram into the crevices of the kotel. On Tuesday, workers in hazmat suits and gas masks sprayed sanitizer on the wall's ancient stones, while others held onto their sticks with gloves as they extracted the paper notes, which were placed into bags for ritual burial on Jerusalem's Mount of Olives. Israel is working with foreign governments and Orthodox Christian leaders in the Holy Land to make sure that one of their most ancient and mysterious rituals, the Holy Fire Ceremony, is not extinguished by the coronavirus outbreak. Each year, thousands of worshippers flock to Jerusalem's holy city and pack into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre for the pre-Easter ceremony. Top Eastern Orthodox clerics enter the edicule, the small chamber marking the site of Jesus' tomb, and exit with candles said to be miraculously lit with holy fire. The flame is normally shared with candle-holding pilgrims and sent in special containers to Orthodox Christian communities around the world. Due to the ban on public gatherings this year, the April 18th ceremony will be limited to 10 religious leaders from various Orthodox denominations, and they've also developed a creative way to deliver the flame to overseas communities. Because anyone entering Israel must go into quarantine, foreign dignitaries will stay on their planes and the flames will be delivered to them and they'll immediately return home. 3,500 years ago, the Israelites in Egypt were warned to stay in their homes on Pesach night to avoid the 10th plague. This year, Israelis must stay home, and Seder night on Wednesday night will be very different. Although some families will be meeting on Zoom, many will be alone as they participate in the annual ritual of reenacting the Exodus. This is Peter Jones Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all of our listeners Chag Pesach Sameach v'Kasher, and our Christian listeners a Happy Easter. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.